And now we're going to go to Junk the Jargon with this week's word of the week, royalties.
Now it is time for Word of the Week. This week we are doing Royalties Part 2. Music and other creative royalties work on usage. A musical work is owned by the composer immediately it is created. He or she holds what is called the copyright on the work, as do authors in literary, pictorial or other forms of creative works.
A royalty is essentially a payment for the use of copyright material. So in the case of music, it's a payment that is made every time a musical work is performed, broadcast, reproduced, communicated to the public or used in a digital service.
Adam Lewis there, communications officer at APRA AMCOS.
As soon as a work, any type of work, and that includes literary, musical, artistic works, literary works like books and articles and magazines and stuff, photographs and sound recordings and films, as soon as they're created in a material form, they're protected automatically by copyright. There's no formalities. You don't have to register it or do anything.
This ownership of the work can be licensed for use, and then a royalty is paid when it is played or performed. But the agreement could be for future works of the artist or have particular additions that the author or composer have agreed to with other parties.
Usually that's the rule, that the author or creator, or in this case the composer, is the first owner of copyright. There are exceptions to that rule, and what happens often is that composers may assign or transfer the rights to music publishers to exploit commercially on their behalf, and the music publisher will then pay royalties to the composer for the licenses or permissions they've negotiated.
But what happens with payments for royalties when, say, a song is played at a public event or to advertise a product? This is where organisations like APRA AMCOS come in, as Scott Morris explains.
APRA AMCOS is a non-profit organisation that is owned and controlled by its members, over 73,000 songwriters and over 300 music publishers. What we do is we license, APRA licenses public performance rights, which is performance in public, like at a concert or even background music in shops and things like that, as well as radio, television, online services, communication to the public, for example. AMCOS administers or does the same thing for reproduction rights, so reproducing a song onto a CD or, you know, as part of the iTunes download service or onto, you know, the soundtrack of a film or an ad.
And that includes part of a song?
Yeah, part of a song as well.
The Copyright Act protects writers, authors and composers automatically, but organisations like APRA AMCOS organise and collect royalties from many sources, including those overseas, making it much easier for individuals to get paid for the work and talent. But how do you access these services? Does it cost you anything?
Just join up. Membership is free. You can do it online through our website. So all you have to do is be a songwriter and have your works exploited in public.
So if you have a successful song, you don't have to employ your agent to check up on all the places and media where your song may have been used. This is done for you by APRA AMCOS, and they collect the royalties worldwide.
We license in Australasia, Australia, New Zealand, the Pacific, and we collect money for Australian and New Zealand songwriters around the world from their use of their music. We also track quite a bit of what's going on, you know, looking at who's touring, who's on in festivals, who's charting on digital charts, on airplay charts, sales charts. We also get information about film and TV with Australian and New Zealand music in it and track that and make sure we get paid properly from overseas.
Now, if you have created a work, you're entitled to a royalty when it is used. It's Barry Manilow saying that when he wrote the songs, he would also have to pay a royalty to Bruce Johnson, who actually wrote that song. And there are also performance rights and royalties or license fees that need to be paid to Mr. Manilow for us playing it. But more on that for another time. For that was your Word of the Week.